Two groups that are opposed to the development of a coal mine across Cook Inlet from Anchorage are suing the state. The trustees for Alaska filed the complaint earlier this month, alleging that the State Department of Natural Resources failed to approve an application for water rights made by the groups while it granted water use permits to the coal development company. The Chewitna Citizens Coalition and Cook Inlet Keeper have sued DNR and its commissioner, Dan Sullivan, alleging that in 2 years, his department failed to process an application for in-stream flow rights to Middle Creek. The creek is within the Chewitna River watershed and is certain to be impacted by the mine development proposed by Pack Rim Coal. Valerie Brown is an attorney with the Trustees for Alaska.
Chewitna Citizens Coalition and Cook Inlet Keeper asked that DNR reserve a certain amount of water in Middle Creek, which would be mined through by Pack Rim. What they've asked is that DNR protect a certain amount of water in that stream to protect fish production. And the Alaska Constitution says the first person to ask for water and have that water appropriated has a right to it. And so once you have that water right and you have it, the fish are protected, then you can keep later people from taking that water if it would hurt the fish.
The lawsuit asks the court to require DNR to adjudicate the group's application in a timely manner. DNR works with the Department of Fish and Game to assure that temporary water use permits and water rights applications do not harm fish or fish habitat, according to Ed Fogles, DNR's deputy commissioner. Fogles says in-stream flow permit review is prioritized.
DNR currently has 338 in-stream flow applications that are pending before us. An in-stream flow application is typically very complex, and it takes a lot of data, many years of data for us to be able to adjudicate it. And so it takes us a long time and a lot of staff resources to do that. We work with the Department of Fish and Game to make sure that we're processing the most important in-stream flow applications first. And so we're just going through them as fast as we can.
Fogle says it's important to understand that because an in-stream flow application has been filed, it doesn't mean that DNR will stop all other water permitting activity on the water body while the in-stream flow application is being considered.